you just can't remember anything. Todd blew out of breath, and Don could hear the frustration in his tone when he admitted, "No, sir, I'm sorry." "Heck, son, you don't have to be sorry to me. I'm just sorry you can't remember who you are or what you were doing here." Don reached for her sandwich as Todd began explaining what the doctor had told him and Bob. It had happened before, someone losing their memory after a blow to the head, but he says all the scans came back fine. "Yeah, and Adam gave me a list of symptoms we're supposed to watch Todd for." Hurrying to swallow, Dawn asked her brother, "The symptoms?" Adam Petrowski was now married to their sister May, but she'd known him for years, and she trusted him to know what was best for Todd. It was Todd who turned to answer her, and she could sense the way his voice warmed as he spoke directly to her. "The simple stuff. Like if I start foaming green, or I can't control my left pinky toe, or if my breath smells like raw sewage." Unable to help herself, Dawn began to giggle, even as she reached up to cover her mouth with her fingers. "Ooh, that's disgusting." "Well, so is a permanent brain injury," he murmured as she felt his fingers touch hers and he pulled her hand away from her mouth. "And your smile's too pretty to hide." As she blushed, she heard Bob say to their father, "Speaking in tongues is another sign." "Lord help us then," Dad sighed. "We'd better keep him away from Brunhilde." Todd was slow to release her hand. "And if anyone notices me trying to walk through doors that aren't there, someone's supposed to whisk me away to get an MRI. Dawn couldn't resist joining the teasing. "Walking into walls isn't that bad. When I was determined to learn to get around this house without my cane, I used to walk into walls all the time." She liked the way he chuckled at her joke. Then he leaned a little closer, which she could tell by the way his warmth increased, along with her heartbeat. "You're almost out of iced tea, Dawn. Would you like some more?" She had to swallow down thoughts about what she really would like. "Yes, please," she managed hoarsely. As Bob and their father chatted about something involving the last few cabins, the ranch still needed money to prepare for the summer camps, Dawn listened to the sound of the tea trickling from the pitcher into her glass. Barry's class usually prepared lunch for those of the family still living at home, but they were working on some fancy dessert today. So after Dawn's morning class, she'd helped Bruni make sandwiches. Bob had grumbled there wasn't enough mustard on his roast beef, but Todd had praised her culinary skills to the point she'd burst into giggles and reminded him they were just sandwiches. "It's the best sandwich I can remember ever eating," he declared, which had her laughing again because he couldn't remember anything before when she'd found him in the garden. Now she heard him place the pitcher back on the table. "The glass is about 6 inches from your plate," he murmured. She liked the way he'd picked up on her family's way of helping her orient herself. "Thanks. Are there any chips left?" "Mr. Callender, sorry to interrupt, but could you pass the chips?" The crinkle of the barbecued chip bag told Dawn her dad was passing them across the table. "You don't have to call me Mr. Callender, son. I'm Bert." Todd cleared his throat as he took the bag. "Yes, sir."